The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on A Teacher's Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hello, hello. It goes.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Is it like that for anybody else? Where you just, you walk into work, right? And the sweet janitor says, "Good morning, how are you?" And you just remember your mama telling you, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So now you just walk by the sweet janitor. And now you look like a royal B word because you didn't say anything, but you knew better. You knew better than to open your mouth. So, yeah.
My typical response is, "I'm here."
Yep, that's mine too. I'm here. Yep.
Yep, that's it. I'm here.
Yeah. Or is it Friday yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This week seemed long, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I like that one. That one's good. Man.
I just cycle through them.
Yeah.
But see,
our sweet, sweet janitor. Well, I guess I need to call him by his, like, he's a maintenance man. So how dare you call him a janitor? Mm-hmm. So our maintenance man, though, great guy. Wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he is so nice that, like, if we pass in the hall 5 minutes later, if we pass again, he's going to greet me again. And ask that same question. And then if we pass 7 minutes later after that, he's going to greet me again and ask the same question.
I would just be like, "Hey, again." Like, that's my thing. Run into you again. Like, you already know, sir. You already know I'm here.
Yep.
Is it Friday yet? It's a long week, ain't it? You already know all my responses, sir. Just go back to business. Give me a look. Give me a look.
Yep.
You know, give me a look. You know?
Little head nod.
You don't got to talk to me. You ain't got to talk to me.
Yeah, I know. But
you ain't got to talk to me, sweet man.
Oh, bless it. Bless it, bless it.
Bless it be the fruit.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, we're going to do another teacher chat. We said we were bringing them back. We are bringing them back.
Bring it back.
Yep. And we're going to talk about state testing today. Insert eye roll from Ashley. I guess I can't eye roll. I've already state tested. You start tomorrow?
Yeah, we start tomorrow. We start tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. It's not going well.
So, okay. So let's just compare this. Do you guys have a testing coordinator?
What you mean?
Like, do you have a person in your building that is coordinating the test, like made the schedule, is going to give y'all your testing tickets, going to make sure there's no irregularities? It's like.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You don't feel confident.
I mean,
about
I don't
that.
Know if they're called the testing coordinator, but the admin made the schedule.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what tickets you're talking about. What are these?
You don't
tickets?
Have testing tickets?
What is a testing ticket? What is that?
Where they get, like, because you test on electronically, right?
Yeah.
So they're not given like a username and a password per test they take?
No, it's just their name and their student ID number. And then we proctor the text. Like, we put in what test they're taking.
So what's keeping them from taking the test now?
We have to give the testing session.
So you release it to them.
Well, they have to type it like it's on the screen and they'd be like, boop, boop, bop, 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 boop. And then that like coordinates the testing session. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's not no ticket.
Oh, yeah. We have to have testing tickets for each session. They have to, it's also used as their scratch paper. And it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, we just give them a piece of paper, child, here.
Just like a blank right piece of paper.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to have like our pencils given to us. We can't use anything from our classrooms.
Yeah, that's not how it goes over here around these parts.
did you have to cover it's up just, anything in your room?
Oh yeah, 100%. We had to do that, which is like bizarre. Because apparently they were like, everything has to come off of our walls. And I was like, well, I want to take everything. If I'm going to take it down, I'm not putting it back up.
Right.
Especially if I'm going to have to take it down again. This was not going to happen. But my co-teacher was like, we just covered it instead. But I was like, I'd rather get ahead of the game because for me, I like my end of year checklist done way in advance. All my signatures done. So on the last day, goodbye. I'm one of the first people out of here. Yeah. I don't need to waste my time. Mm-hmm. Like, in those last upcoming weeks, my kids helped me clean up that room. Like, it's like, come on, pull it off the wall. Let's go. Come on. Take that, scrub it out, you know, put it against the wall. Yeah. We're going to sit powwow style to the end of the school year. Let's go. Like
crisscross applesauce.
You know, 100%. But anywho, state testing, crap. Okay. I will be opting my children out of state testing.
And wait, you can that do now. That?
And they're in. Yes, you can.
Wait, how is that possible?
The parent can request for the child not to take the test. One of my good friends, I was just out with her the other day. She opts her son out of testing every year. And I will do the same for mine. You're not going to put my kid. I don't care how on grade level, below grade level my child is. I'm not sitting them through that.
You just blew my mind. We cannot do that. We have to have 95% of our student body tested or we get flagged by the state.
Yeah, they probably tell you that. But I'm pretty sure if a parent was like, I don't want my child taking this test. Because at the end of the day, hello, I'm the mom. I'm the parent. I push that child out. If I don't want my child to take this test, my child ain't taking that test. And that's on period. So I'm pretty sure your kids could probably opt out, but it's probably like frowned upon.
We definitely, if
because like if when
they
I can, was,
we don't advertise it at all.
Here's the thing. We don't advertise either. But the thing is we also don't let families know that they can do this. But as a teacher, I know that I can, you know what I'm saying? As a teacher, I know that I could, look, they're not taking this test.
But do you not have
a little perform?
Do you not have graduation exams like once they get in the high school that require them to take for graduation?
I wouldn't know of that, but it's definitely not state testing that they're required to take to like graduate. I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm very mind blown right now. Like
it's like the crazy thing is because you take different state tests than us.
Well, yeah.
Like, we take the Smarter Balance Assessment. I thought that was, like, a nationwide thing. But it's not.
No, we take the ACAP.
And I don't know what that is.
Well, it was apparently a test written by teachers so that it would be more accurate to the standards. Like, teachers got on a committee and, like, wrote this test. Which I will say that, like, hypothetically, if I ever saw one of the questions, which I have never seen one of the questions before, it is.
What do you mean, never seen any of the questions?
You know, because you're not supposed to look at their test.
Who said that?
Yeah, you can't glance at their test for more than like 2 seconds. Yeah. So, okay. Like, you know, just hypothetically, when I've walked by and seen a type of question, they have directly aligned with the standards, which is nice. But also, like, we have to test 95% of our student body. Last year, we tested 94.9%. Being the math person I am, I thought that rounded. but I guess it apparently does not with the State Department. So we got flagged and we got like observed and we got dinged on our like state report card or whatever. And so this year,
why didn't the rest of the kids test?
Well, chronic absentee. They didn't. We also like, but we chose one particular kid last year. I had him and he was on a kindergarten level. He's in self-contained now. Like that's where he always needed to be, but you're required to give special ed kids in the state of Alabama 1 year with general population. And you can remove them at any time, but you have to like give them that chance. And
that is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the state of Alabama loves to do that.
That we're both teachers.
Yeah.
And things are so different here than they are down there.
Yeah.
But we're doing the same thing, but not.
Yeah. So the year that they decided to give self-contained students a chance to migrate into general population is the eighth grade. Why would you choose eighth grade?
So all before then, they're in self-contained. A self-contained classroom until that 1 year?
Yes. The year of the worst kids ever.
Now, when you say a student with an IEP, this is anyone with an IEP?
No, this is just self-contained kids.
So what classifies you as a self-contained child?
Like severe physical disabilities, severe mental disabilities, you know.
So like autism.
Yes.
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome.
So you're telling me K to seventh grade, you are in a self-contained classroom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not in an inclusion classroom whatsoever. And then when you get to eighth grade, you are then popped into a inclusion classroom.
General
to
ed.
To test to see if you can cut it there.
Yes. Yes. We have one that is doing okay in general ed in high school now. But all the other ones, right back to self-contained.
That's because you didn't give them enough time to acclimate beforehand.
Absolutely not. You threw them in an environment.
You've been teaching them on their level, which this one child you said, I believe, is on a kindergarten level. And I'm pretty sure in a self-contained classroom, you are just focusing on, you know, they're getting their academics, but the primary focus is their IEP goals to master those skills.
And to live independently.
So they've been, yes. So this whole time, K, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you've been taught on the level. You've been focusing strictly on your IEP goals. And then eighth grade comes and they're like, here you go, baby. Go ahead and try this out.
Go to 7 classes, walk the halls with normal kids, make it to class in 4 minutes, learn how to use a locker, only use bathroom passes when we're told, oh, and go to lunch with all your normal peers as well. Yeah. I thought this was normal.
This is normal. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I have a child with Down syndrome in my classroom, and I have a child with autism, both in my classroom, full time. They're in third grade.
Okay. Now, have they ever been in a self-contained classroom?
No, they have not.
So that would actually be a culture shock to them, to be thrown in a self-contained classroom.
Probably. But it would probably give them exactly what they need in order.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You know, but it's just, wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is legitimately crazy. And
it's
feel like that's the number one issue in America right now is everybody's doing different curriculums.
Uh-huh.
Every state is doing different things. So no matter what, the knowledge that you receive, not even from school to school, but state to state, like you don't finish at the same point.
Yep.
None of us. Some people have better curriculums that push them far. That's why all these other countries are laughing. This is why we are the pun of every joke.
I know. And I mean, I'm not trying
because
to get off topic, but have you seen the Chinese kindergarten TikToks?
Oh my God, with them learning to jump and stuff outside a gym?
If I asked my eighth graders to do that, you would have thought I asked them to solve world hunger.
They were synchronized summer shot. They was like, boom, ba, chill, cha. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. climbing ropes.
My kids would never survive. Would never survive.
Nope, not a chance.
Never survive.
Not a chance. And you wonder why China laughs at us. And you wonder why China's the top country. Like, come on now. Come on. Now.
Child.
It's why. And so what I was saying, though, was this child last year, the school decided that we would not test him. One, because he didn't do well with changing of schedules. So if he did not go to first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh period exactly when he was supposed to go to first, second, fourth, and like if you deviated from his plan at all, he like lost it. Which rightfully so. Like he is a child with a disability. Like he likes routine, he likes structure. And so we called his mom and we told her, please do not bring him to school all next week. Like we are choosing not to test him. But then other than that, we test everybody and kids don't show up. But my argument is this, okay? I have a kid right now, grade level, normal kid, no IEP, no mental learning disability, nothing. Normal kid who has an 8 in my class. Do you know what he had last 9 weeks? A 0. Straight 0. A straight 0. He has an 8 right now. He never comes to school. Never. He never comes to school. When he does, obviously, I'm like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Blah! But then, like, I don't see him again for 2 weeks. So they called his parents. And they were like, look, like, we need 95%. They called all of our, like, chronic absentee kids to school. Like, they called
now,
them.
Nothing happens when they miss this much school.
Something's supposed to happen. But does it? No. I don't know. I heard they had to pay like a $500 fine and go to court. But I've never actually known a kid that that's happened to. So I don't know. Anyways, he shows up for testing. And I'm like, oh my God, like he is here in the flesh. Okay. So I give him a seating chart. Like I give him his seat on my seating chart or whatever. And he shows up for the test. Now, you wanted to meet your 95% goal because that's what you care about for the State Department. But me as a teacher, I want them to do their best. But you wanted this kid to show up so bad. He shows up for you. The math test was 45 questions, and you had 110 minutes to finish. 45 questions with a calculator, 110
Wait,
minutes.
Wait, it's a timed test?
Yes. Is yours not timed?
They have as long as they need to finish it. Like, they're like we stop sessions, but like they, it could take like my, in the past, my classes have always take the longest. Like when there were makeup days for testing, like my kids were in there because I taught them. I said, you take as much time as you need. You read this as many times as you need. You plan out this. The thing that sucks is with writing, like they don't get their papers from day to day. So if they're working on a writing piece, like a dickhead move to be like, oh, you know, you can't finish. Sorry, you're going to have to start over. Like, I would sit there with my, as long as it wasn't the end of the day and they had to catch a bus, like, I'd be like, all right, we're going to sit here and I need you to finish this writing because this paper does not come back to you tomorrow.
Right.
And I know you're doing your best. We're going to finish this writing now. We're going to finish it now.
Oh, no, even like, so even when the timer goes off for our test, it submits it automatically. They do not get to continue. So he had 45, this is my thing. Here's where state testing, like the priorities are different because our testing coordinator worried about this 95% number, right? But as teachers, we want good data. We want to see like where these kids really are, not that they take it seriously. This kid on the 45 question math test, 110 minutes, I had to wake him up 3 times. On time number 4, he was on question 21. He was so annoyed that I had already woken him up 3 different times that he just went ahead and submitted his test. On question 21, just submitted it. I told the testing coordinator, I said, so what is the point in this child being here when he's not finishing?
You're not even allowed to submit it. Like, we can't submit our test unless every question is answered.
Oh, yeah. I asked that too.
So, like, if you didn't pick something and be like, you cannot move on to the next section until every question is answered. This is crazy.
It's crazy.
This is sick and twisted.
Yep. And then I had a kid who finished all the tests, every session in 15 minutes, and then would put his head down. And same kid decided one session he wasn't sleepy, but he finished in 15 minutes. So he then began getting everyone's pencils, doing the eraser on the desk, creating the eraser shavings, took his scratch piece of paper, ripped it, and rolled a fake blunt with the eraser shavings in the piece of paper, licking it, rolling it. Yeah. But we love state testing. I bet y'all got some good data from that kid.
That is so bizarre to me. Mm-hmm. That is so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
The difference. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because they're giving us, we have Monday,
can y'all
Tuesday
go to the bathroom
this week.
You're in the test.
Yeah, we can pause the session and they can go to the bathroom.
And you don't have to document it.
We can pause their particular test, but then they'll have to sign back on when they get back. Yeah.
But you don't have to document it.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. We should do a whole report.
Ew, that's so corny to me. I hate that.
We have to do a whole report if they go to the bathroom and they have exactly 10 minutes to get back. And if they're not, their test gets submitted automatically.
I mean, if I believe it's 20 minutes. If they don't resume their testing session in 20 minutes, everything that they submitted prior, they cannot go back to.
Okay.
But that's about it. That's, yeah. Mm. Wow, yeah. This is real.
Yeah.
Because I thought everybody had to take the Smarter Balance Assessment. It's clear that I don't got to take it. Yeah. No. Third grade, the first year you start state testing. So my kids are the first. Our district is looking specifically at third grade data this year. So everybody's like, you know, third grade. My kids can't really, my kids are not strong readers. Mm-hmm. My kids are not strong readers. So why are you looking at their scores knowing daggone well 90% of my class is well below where they should be academically right now? Does that make sense?
But not even.
So then I'm test prepping them. And for my kids who are struggling readers, I'm like, look at the question. Because they have the questions read to them, but they do not have the passages read to them. So they have to struggle and read that passage on their own to then have the questions read to them. How does it make sense? You have to have
but
a print disability
thing, like,
and able to have the text read to you.
But if you know nationwide, this is actually factual. This is not state to state. Everything does look different state to state. But if you know nationally, on a national average, that these kids, no matter the grade, are not on grade level, what are you learning from this data that you already knew was going to show you these kids are not on grade level? Mm-hmm. I'm just confused. And also, we don't get our data back. I've never seen our data ever. And so, like, what was the point? Like, what was the point
of me?
You
don't get to see it?
No.
We can literally log in and it tells us, because it's on a scale of 1 to 4. 1 being the lowest, 4 being the highest. And you see what each kid got on each test.
Oh, ours are 1 to 4 as well.
But yeah, we can see them. And then at least this is my first year in my current school. So I don't know what they do about giving the things to parents, but there's a printout that all the kids used to get in my old school at the end of the year that shows where they were. And it kind of like explains the data, where they fall, da da da, how it's compared to the rest of the state, how it's compared to the rest of the nation, da da da, X, Y, and Z. That's why I thought every state took the Smarter Balance Assessment, but I guess that's false.
Our data doesn't even come back until October of next year. And I'm just confused how you think I'm supposed to have data-driven instruction and I'm supposed to be better as a teacher, but I don't have data to tell me where my kids were lacking. Also, I know where my kids are lacking because I know what standards I met and didn't meet, but I also know my kids. And I know that this kid over here finished a test that was supposed to take 110 minutes in 15 minutes. So I know his data's trash. So I'm just confused what you want me to do.
I'm just not going to put my child to that, point blank, period.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. No matter where they end up falling, I'm not going to do it. And I know I've heard that, you know, if you opt out, it dings the school. Here's the thing. I'm not here
to make you look good.
To make y'all look good. I'm here for my kid to get an education. Yeah. And if I feel it's best for my kid not to take this assessment, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And y'all need to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Don't ask no questions, because then you're not going to get teacher Brandt. You're going to get mommy Brandt. And you don't want to hear my mouth.
Yeah.
When mommy Brandt come out, because she takes no prisoners. Because one thing y'all don't play with is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And if I said what I said, I said what I said.
Yeah.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, you're the parent, so you have that right. Mm-hmm. But that's just wild that it looks so different.
It's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
Like, wow. That's crazy.
Mm.
So we've been test prepping all last week, and it's been like some questions I'm surprised because kids will get them right. But then when it comes to the writing, it's just where they all lack, because there's not enough time in the day. Like, our writing curriculum, trash.
Yeah.
Trash. Like, it's not preparing them.
What would you say, like, how many sentences would you want in an ideal world for your kids to, like, write? Like, what would your kids be writing?
A race response?
Okay.
I would say restate answer, that's one sentence. I would say two pieces of evidence, that's two additional sentences, and a concluding statement explaining it. I would say a good 5 to 6.
Okay.
Would be good for me. And my kids are barely writing two right now.
5 paragraphs, and the same kid that finished in 15 minutes, he wrote 2 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Two sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably where all my kids are right now. That's probably where
he's in the 8th grade. Some of them are. Yours are 3rd.
I wouldn't say all of them. I would say there are some who definitely try. They, you know, they get it sometimes. Sometimes they don't. But like, as a whole, like, I don't want to tell my kids that I don't care about the testing, because I know that's going to cause them to not. Yeah. But like, on the outside, I'm hyping them up. But I really could not give 2 craps.
Me too.
About this assessment.
Me too.
Because it does not show what my kids truly know. Because
and it doesn't show what I am they as truly an know.
It does not.
Yeah.
It does not. So that.
Yeah.
That's all. Like,
I just wonder. Okay, so if we took out state testing, this stressful week that every teacher then finds themselves teaching to a test, which is taking away the creativity mm-hmm. in the classroom, right? And then you're mm-hmm. giving kids this anxiety that they've never felt before on this mm-hmm. test, and you're mm-hmm. putting it like, so Alabama right now has the Literacy Act, which happens in 3rd grade. And if you do not pass the state mm-hmm. test, you get retained. And then they're putting into place the Numeracy Act, which happens in the 5th grade. And if you don't pass the math state test, you get retained again. So I get it.
So you can get retained more than once?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know.
So you can get retained in 3rd grade and then get retained again in 5th grade.
But 3rd grade's English and 5th grade's math. But I guess if it's the same kids, then yeah.
But it's as a whole though, right?
Well, it's sessions.
Like, if you get retained, you get retained.
Oh, yeah. So you get retained, you get retained. Yes.
And so you do the whole 3rd grade over again.
Right. And I do think we need to bring
back. But then what happens if you take the test again and you fail?
I don't know. It's our first year doing it as a state. And I do think that we need to go back to a time where we do hold kids back, because some kids just aren't.
You know what?
Some kids just aren't ready for the next grade. And that's okay. That's okay.
And that's fine. That is fine.
But I don't know what happened. No child left behind, left a ton of children behind.
It left everyone behind.
Like, dang.
Everyone's been left behind.
Yes.
And now we are paying the consequences.
Wasn't that Bush? Thanks, Bush.
Because now, even like, my district really doesn't retain, like, period. And I'm just like, so you can do nothing this yeah. whole school year. Get one, not have good grades, and you still get moved to the next grade.
Uh-huh. And they know that.
And I can't recommend that your child stays back.
Yeah. Because then you're the problem. Yeah.
And it's just like, only if people truly knew. Like, if I can tell parents, like, I understand I'm teaching your child, but at the end of the day, I want you, like, what you need to know is that I'm doing the best possible job I can do for your child with what I've been given, mm-hmm. okay? But it's not enough.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think you know that. I don't think you know that. And I would love to let them know that.
Because I would love to,
that's
like,
the truth.
To have a round
I would
round
love to be real with
have
my
a
parents.
Round table discussion.
I would love to be like, come. Yeah. Like, look, let me tell you something. Am I an amazing teacher? No. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that takes too much of me
yeah.
to do that. That mm-hmm. being an amazing teacher will require me to put more time, more money, and more energy into mm-hmm. my current position. Am I a good teacher? Yes. Am I okay with that at this point? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you want me to use my money? You want me to use yeah. my time? I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. You a mother.
Well, about to be. Yes.
Like.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And see, that's like where
it's not gonna happen.
That's where you're falling. Like mine are like, honestly, in the eighth grade, you're kind of who you're going to be as a person almost. I mean, you're still developing, but like my round table would be like, your kid's kind of a dick. Like, sorry. I'm sorry. And guess what? I'm not the first.
And some kids are just that.
And they just are. And that you know.
And that's
you,
okay.
And you need to hear it. You literally need to hear. Because I'm not the first teacher to dislike your child. And I guarantee if something don't change, I'm not going to be the last.
Tell them.
And I just saw.
Tell them.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw a comedian that was like, who in here has a crappy child? And one mom was like, woo! And the comedian's like, I really didn't expect anybody to say anything. She's like, well, he's crappy. She's like, you are a good parent because you admitted it.
You know what I mean?
Like,
here's the thing. I love my children with every fiber in my being. Do they irk my nerves? 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to deny that. Like, I warn people.
But
they're
you
like,
also
you watch the girls. You sure you want to do that?
You've never
you sure
said
you
your kids are perfect. Like, there are parents out there like, my kid is perfect. My kid would never, blah, blah, blah. You're like, yep, they might. They just might. Mm-hmm.
Like, when I get contacted from Skylar and Aria's teachers from them doing something, best believe, I know my child.
Yeah.
I know what they're capable of doing. She would do something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to reprimand her. I'm going to ask her about it. And 9 times out of 10, these days, they're honest because they know. They know yeah. mommy gonna know. Mm-hmm. You know? But why am I gonna put up a front like, my child would never. My child would. Okay?
She would.
My children would.
And we sorry about it.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, she is a child.
Yeah.
And a child's gonna do child things until yeah. she knows better, which is why I'm here.
I know.
To do that for
I know
her,
the child sure. that I'm growing. I know the child I'm growing. And I know half his DNA mm-hmm. is my husband. And I know my husband. And let me just tell you, if he's half that man, I know. I ain't ever going to say, Preston would never. Yes, he would. And he probably did. Mm-hmm. And he probably going to do it again. And
Press
he probably
going to do it sure again. Would.
And mm-hmm. I'm just going to blame his daddy. Because.
Mm-hmm. See, me, the smart mouth, definitely come from me.
Yep. Yep. The- Mm-hmm.
That's me. So when she be saying something smart at school, I'll be like, yep, that's me. I'm gonna talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also reflect as a parent, like, all right, I need to stop, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to stop being so sassy while they're in my presence. You know, I need, you know, to be a better example. But, you know, mm-hmm. that's what parenting is. That's what it is. That's,
yeah. It is. Mm. Well, that's our timer for our teacher chat. Again, you just get mm-hmm. our opinions. If you don't agree with it, that's okay. We might not be your cup of tea. If you do agree with it, then, you know, put a tea emoji on the Instagram. I don't know. Let us know how you also state test, because we just found out a lot about each other. And that was eye-opening. So
that was crazy.
If you do it different than me and Ashley, then let us know. We'd love to
know.
Or
if you do it similar to one of us, let us know. Do you take the Smarter Balance test? Do you take something different? What do you take, an ACT?
Our high school takes the ACT.
That's the test y'all kids took?
We take the ACAP.
Oh, ACAP. See, I know some with an A. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yep.
I know there was Regents when I was in New York that we had to pass.
We had STAR for a while.
And then why does it keep changing? Why is it changing?
It's a great Great question.
And why are we all not being tested on the same thing to see how we truly are nationwide? Because nationwide is not on our side right now, okay? Let me tell you that.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's chaotic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, let us know because we would love to know.
Yep.
All right. Well, as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.